Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. District of Columbia, home of the first place in the NFC East, 3-1 Washington Commanders.
2 weeks straight, right?
Brian?
What up?
You go on the road 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Short week, Monday night, rolling out west. Short week into a West Coast trip and go kick the living S out of an opponent. You got to be fired up about this team.
Yeah. I am, but I keep
that performance.
I kind of keep a little cautious thing, but
I know.
Just purposely. But that performance was outstanding. I think the defense played a much better game. I'm not going to say they played a perfect game. By no stretch of the imagination.
No, but they were much better because they had been awful.
They were much better, but you still got to work on that run. They had almost 200 yards rushing, did they not?
Yeah.
You got to correct
that. Connor was a beast, but...
Connor was definitely a beast. But I think ultimately they held in check Kyler Murray. We both felt they got to keep him corralled in a sense. He couldn't get away. He couldn't get much done. Flip it over offensively. Say what you will about Cliff Kingsbury.
Freaking wagon, dude.
Cliff Kingsbury is running. Listen, I sat there with Santana, and I love sitting with Tanner because Tanner can sit there. As soon as he see it, he'll tell you who's getting the football with his pass play. And then on top of it, when you begin to watch how they'll start off with the running back like an I or he's in a T, he switches all the way to the other side. They'll run a fake going back, and Jaden comes out. And then all of a sudden, it's Jaden, two receivers, and two defensive backs. And we talked about this yesterday. That defensive back can't make the damn right decision. When he drops back, Jaden runs 5-7. When he comes forward, he just hits the receiver that he left uncovered. And that's a coach designing that stuff to give you that advantage. And I think yesterday, listen, man, when we saw Cliff walk in.
He was strutting.
When he walked into the stadium, Tennessee, that boy Cliff got that swag.
He's got a strut to him in every stadium.
No, he had a little more swag yesterday.
And, when he
walked
out. He played it cool when we asked him about it, but it clearly meant something.
Listen, when he walked out, he was like, exact thing. And this is a different person, but every time you ask Zach Ertz about it, he was downplaying it. I say, let him make a play. Then you're going to find out the truth. When he got the two-point conversion, he damn it. Threw the ball through the ground.
You were in the tunnel with me. So Zach Ertz walks off the field down the tunnel towards the locker room. I'm standing on one side. B's on the other. You're standing there with Tana and Brian. I'm standing there with Pete. And Zach Ertz kind of gets just to us and just screams out, "Beat down!" You know what I mean? And he says it a couple more times as he's going in.
But it's like, listen, man. As you get more into this thing, you know how to play it, but you know what you feel, you know? And they wanted to have a good day. And listen, the kid can play. And I'm going to give credit to another kid, Jeremy McNichols.
Sure. What a cool
Jeremy
story.
Jeremy McNichols came out like he was shot out of a damn cannon, dog. That dude plays some ball. But we're going to get into this later on. But our credit pie, I'm going to give credit pie right now. Commanders fans.
They took over.
Took over Phoenix Scottsdale.
Yeah.
They took over it. So
it was that one yesterday, man. Like the Bengals game, they performed at such an incredible offensive level that it was really impressive. But the defense was really, really bad in that game.
Mm-hmm.
So as much as you enjoyed it, it's like I don't know exactly how replicable this formula is. Yesterday, the offense was still just fantastic, and the defense was pretty darn good. Mm-hmm. I mean, defensively, Marvin Harrison got off to that hot start. He only finished the game with 5 for 45.
Yeah.
He had 30 of it in the first quarter, right, on the first drive. They couldn't stop James Conner. They got trouble in the run game, especially up the middle. I don't think that's a surprise, but they were a lot better at generating pass rush yesterday.
Yeah.
I thought
Dorrance was on.
Luvu, Chin, and Wagner were all over the place.
Luvu is a maniac.
Dorrance Armstrong is a guy that we specifically named. Like, hey, they brought this guy in to be a baller because they thought they saw something in Dallas, and give him more opportunity, he could produce more. And that hadn't happened until that game, which is also kind of interesting because it's Kyler, who's a pretty damn athletic fella behind center. But the story, I know, we're in this like PTSD situation where folks don't know how to react to how great they've looked, particularly offensively, for two straight weeks now.
Yeah.
If you look at Jaden's numbers, B, normally we'd be going ballistic because he completed 87% of his passes.
That was yesterday.
But the week before, it was 91. So it's like, I mean, you go through the stats, man, and I mean, these stats are just absurd. The last time they scored 38 in back-to-back, 38 or more in back-to-back games was in 1991.
Yeah,
we all know what happened in 1991.
Yes, indeed. but
I think
the thing of it is this, though, Jay. You can obviously see that the offense is ahead at this point. And I think it's nothing. We're not going out on a limb when we say the defense has to improve, because you know what I heard say that? John said it. Dorrance Armstrong said it yesterday. I heard other guys say it too. But as my statement yesterday was this, right when that game ended, I said, if this defense starts playing like we think they can, the league has a problem. Because 5 is special.
That's, I mean, where we've really landed is this place where what do they have in Jaden? And
I don't think it's a what anymore. I just think that now at this point, you got to make sure you, because we know he's going to work. We know he's going to be improving. You got to preserve him. And I don't know if anyone is pissed off yesterday because of the runs. Every run, he ran out of bounds. He slid. He did everything he's supposed to do. And
the only little hit he took yesterday that made me nervous, second half, dude kind of came in late and low. In the pocket, I'm saying, on a pass he completed.
Yeah.
And it wasn't dirty or cheap or anything, but, like, we get so consumed.
But the quarterback, I mean, they tell you you can't go on a quarterback
in
the pocket.
I know.
I ain't seen
there are lots of rules, but he didn't really connect. But it was just like, oh, it was just the one moment of real pause I had.
I want to give the defense credit, though, because like you said, the first drive they came out, they went down the field. From that point to somewhere in the third quarter late, before the referees start trying to help out the Cardinals late in the game.
Those refs were god-awful.
How you throw 3-4 penalties like that? Just awful.
The taunting is such a joke.
The taunting was stupid. He just flipped the ball. Now, whoever that ref is, get out of the NFL and go back to damn Little League football.
Yeah, I mean, the Cardinals scored.
They held them on 5 possessions to 71 yards.
The Cardinals scored 5 minutes into the game. They got the first drive, went right down the field. They had the long kickoff return, if you remember that. They had 9 plays, 55 yards, 4 first downs on that drive. They scored the touchdown. Kyler to Marvin Harrison. I think that was on 4th down, and they threw it. From there, so that's the 9:50, basically the 10-minute mark of the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't score again until almost the fourth quarter. I'm saying three straight punts. Then they got the fourth down stop, which was huge. Then another punt to open the half.
Five possessions, 71 yards.
The defense played better, and that's terrific.
They played damn good in that stretch right there.
The story, though, is what do they have in this offense? Because they are explosive. They are moving the ball. What Jaden is doing is incredible. His accuracy is pinpoint. Mm-hmm. The run game, though, B-Rob yesterday, 21, that just the backs, right? So you can remove Jaden's actual yardage. Just the backs went for .170
yeah.
and three touchdowns.
Yeah.
And just the backs, just the running backs averaged 4.8 and 8.5. What is that, about 7 a pop? And B, I'll be honest, you and I talked about this before the game. I didn't know what would happen with Eckler out. I didn't know what would happen with Eckler's playmaking ability
out.
What
did he say? Somebody has to do what?
I mean.
Next man up.
Sure. But when, to his credit, Barstool Nate told us that, and I was like, yeah, sure, I get that that's the theory, but Eckler's really good, and you don't know that you're immediately going to replicate
you
that.
You don't know, but you also, as a front office and a coaching staff, they have a level of faith in the people that they've kept. And last week, it was McNichols who stepped up and put his helmet right in the chest of a linebacker.
Hell of a block.
To allow the ball to get thrown down the field. So the kid doesn't come into this thing with lacking experience. He's been in the situations. And I think when he got in the game yesterday, dog, that little thing I always say, get your name called. He got it called.
He did more than that.
And he also got... The coaches are thinking, how else can we get him involved? And I saw the direct snap to Brian yesterday. Hell, I foresee an opportunity where you got Brian Eckler and McNichols on the.
They've all been active.
They've had two of them on the field at the same time.
Sure. Okay.
How about all three? Yeah, we don't know.
Put Eckler in the slot.
Brian can run it could be just a read out, a run option, not an RPO. We're not gonna pass it. Ryan, he could ride it into Eckler, and then boom, he got McNichols coming around the other way. Bam. They'll never expect it.
Well, dude.
I'm already drawing up plays, Jay.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
I think I was talking with an offensive lineman in the locker room, and they said, breaking news, Lanfield, multiple breaking news this year. Lanfield shaved his head. Somebody's offering B. Mitch $200 for a shirt in the chat.
$200? $250. Yours.
Oh, game we got a bid going?
Game worn, baby. Saying, game worn.
Saying good morning to the boys. A lot of excitement. You saying game worn because you wore it to a game? That's kind of funny.
I didn't even wear it to the game. I wore it after the game.
I saw
I wore it to get on the plane.
I saw that.
I didn't want to smell like a smokestack going on the airplane.
Jaden Daniels threw an interception, guys.
Who cares?
Jaden Daniels threw an interception.
He's going to throw some of them.
Here's my point. He threw an interception, and they punted for the first time in 3 weeks, they still scored 42.
The interception was – you got to give that dude some credit. That dude got up and
interception is dust in the wind.
Dude,
it's completely irrelevant.
You know,
Brian, what I care about is that for the first time in 3 weeks they had to punt, and he threw a pick, and they still scored 42.
Yeah.
The efficiency of this offense, numbers.
It's outstanding.
If you track the numbers, the last time an offense is really this efficient is 07 Pats. That's Randy Moss, Gronk, Brady.
Yeah.
The sample is so small that you got to try to convince yourself not to get too caught up in it because you want to see it over time and you can cherry pick numbers at such a degree right now. But the numbers are overwhelming, B. They are freaking overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
How good. We'll get to credit pies, and there's so many people to give credit to, but Jaden just looks fantastic.
I'll tell you
He's at the top of every list.
What I love about TV broadcasting is when you have the best out there, they know how to tell stories. And as soon as the interception happened, they pan straight to his face. Because if I was on the field with him, I would have waited till he came off the field and just look in his eyes and let him tell you. You don't have to hear a word. You'll know what he's thinking. And when that camera hit his face, you didn't see disgust or, he was going to get scared. He seemed like, I got it.
Totally.
It seemed like he was so calm, and I'm like, cool. I say, that won't happen again. And there was not another one in that position.
Well, and not to say that, another pick won't happen, but the exact same scenario.
In that scenario,
right.
Because in that same play right there, if that ball is about 6-7 inches down, I think Terry has a chance to catch that.
Yeah.
You know?
I think Terry got caught on his back foot, or he could have even made more of an attempt to kind of knock it away.
Yeah.
But I don't care. There's so little concern about turning.
It was up the middle of the field, and he gave somebody a chance. And I think that's all that matters. Because 9 people caught balls yesterday, right? I think it was like 9.
Yeah, I'll confirm
it. If you got 9 people catching balls, if it's 7, 8, or 9, catching balls, you know what teams have to do? Cover the whole damn football field.
9.
Yeah, 9 guys receiving yesterday. You have to cover the whole field. You can't just say, let's stop this one guy.
You know what they...
And even Luke is starting to step up.
What they're doing... I mean, that was a good catch by Luke, by the way. What they're doing so well, and I just looked this number up. Only four times out of how many offensive plays did they run? Out of 67 plays, only 4 times were they in 3rd and 5 or worse.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you can stay ahead of the chains and your down and distance is going your way,
mm-hmm.
that's what makes offenses so efficient. Jaden was so damn good at early on throwing those anticipatory routes, the quick outs, the little digs. Dude, and then the couple times they did get in bad down and distance, the two that jump out to me off the top of my head, they had the 2nd and 15, and he hits mm-hmm. Luke for the 17-yard gain, like you mentioned. Then there was a 3rd and 13. This is when it was still kind of a game in the third quarter. They had a 3rd and 13, and he found Noah Brown for 14, first down. And there's a theory in the league that there's lots of quarterbacks that can manage a game. There's some that can win you a game. But what quarterbacks prove is when it's 3rd and a bunch, can they make a play to keep your offense on the field?
Yeah.
This kid is... I mean, Brian, he is simply playing at a phenomenally high level. High.
And this is, like, for the people that get so concerned about him running, you know what his running ability does? When people seem to have guys covered and they give 5 yards, he gets the 5 yards. So instead of trying to force one and be 2nd and 10, it's 2nd and 5. It's 2nd and 4.
Yo, left hand up. I am not concerned about the running. I wasn't concerned about the running. When he ran the 16 times in Tampa, I said, it's 2 things. It's his first ever NFL game, and they blitz like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let it play out over time. What is Mike Rizzo? Look at the back of the baseball card. Like, let this thing play out over time. If anybody watched that game yesterday and their takeaway was he runs too much, they're a freaking alien. They're smoking pot with Russ Wilson.
Well, you got
I don't know what they're thinking.
You got a lot of them out there.
I think that's dissipating, dude.
No, Jay, it's not. I sat there. I went to the little area right next to the stadium. Oh, he got to gain weight. Got to start. I said, dude, what the hell did you look at? You know, I tell them the truth. But people know why? Because there's narratives that are being played around. And fans got to learn, you can't just jump on every narrative that's out
there. See, I think that is dissipating. Maybe I don't know. Somebody could tell us. We're just getting warmed up. Landfill, phone line's at 11. When do you want to do phones? Plan is 11. It is a victory Monday. Commanders scored 42, all right? The last time they scored this much this frequently, they won a Super Bowl. That's just facts. Also, just so everybody understands.
What are you saying, Jay? We're
going to win a— I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the last time.
You make those comparisons. Somebody going to take that as
there's
JP
no comparison.
Just said we're going to the Super Bowl.
Well, those people are idiots because I'm not making a comparison. I'm just telling you, statistically, the last time they scored 38 or more in back-to-back games was 1991. The other thing I'm going to tell you is apparently about 3 minutes before the show, Jeff called Landfill and said he forgot his shirt. I have no idea how that occurs, but here we are. It's Victory Monday in the district.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.